And it is time for our regular weekly series called Images of the Past. It's also an online place where you can go and see pictures and videos. And today we're going to focus on the historic Homestake Opera House in Lead. And joining me on the phone right now to talk about this is Sarah Carlson. Sarah, thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
So on our website, with our images of the past, there's a really long extended video of the Homestake Opera House. So describe what that video shows.
That video, and thank you very much, the video was done by Wayne Ponenen of Historical Footprints here in Lead, and it is really a treasure. It showcases this building as it was built for the community. It included not only a theater that seated 1,000 people, but it also included a swimming pool, a heated indoor swimming pool, 25 yards in length in 1914, which was quite a feat. And it also included a billiard hall, a bowling alley, a social hall, men's lounge, ladies' lounge. This was truly an opera house and recreation center for not only Lead and Deadwood, but the entire Black Hills.
This was a community recreation facility. Is that true?
That's right.
Okay. And it was created for the miners in particular and their families?
It was.
Okay.
Yep. It was built. It was we call it a theater built by a gold mine, but not only a theater, but a recreation center. And those mine workers, this was an incentive for them. They could come and work in the mine, and they could also have some free time. And their families were also able to come and enjoy this building for free, except for the tickets to the shows, which were, you know, back in those days, 5 and 10 and 15 cents.
So you mentioned there was a swimming pool. Where was that located for how we envision this place today?
Sure. It's located underneath the stage. And so the whole length of, I should say, underneath the theater, the whole length of the theater, from the orchestra pit all the way to the back of the theater and into the lobby, underneath that main level is the swimming pool. So we're built on a hill. And so when you enter our courtyard theater entrance, you're coming off of Main Street. And when you go down into the basement to the bottom where the pool is, that is at the bottom of the hill.
And so what is there today? Is there still a pool?
The pool is all physically still there. Huh. But when the mine shut down, the gold mine started shutting down from 1999 and fully shut down by 2002. And here were all these hundreds of mine workers who were losing their jobs because they were working in the mine and the mine was shutting down. And so the people of Lead wanted to have a place where these mine workers could come in, they could learn new technology, they could write resumes, they could search for jobs. And so they created a place in the opening of the swimming pool. Keep this in mind. They did not fill in the swimming pool with concrete or anything. They put a steel and concrete cap over the opening of the pool, which created a big basement floor. And on that basement floor, they created what we still call the Smart Center, a technical center. So it's a large conference room. They could come and they could teleconference with instructors across the state to find new jobs for these former mine workers.
Hmm. So the Opera House was hit by fire in 1984. Describe the extent of the damage back then.
Sure. Many people will say, well, where did it start? How did it start? And they called it an electrical fire, and it started near the stage where normal theater fires start. And that's kind of a troublesome spot, especially in such a large space that we have, hard to get to. And so it started, and it burned for, they think, about 3 hours, and I hope I'm accurate on that, until someone called in and said there was smoke coming from the Opera House roof. Something also that's interesting, that there were people swimming in the swimming pool during that time that the fire was going on in the theater. And no one perished in the fire. They evacuated the building. But then that fire burned for about 12 hours, and there was 60 or 70 firefighters tried to put that fire out, and they were from all over the area. And that was a day in April of 84, and there was a blizzard ensuing as well, and so made it really difficult to put that fire out.
And so the swimming pool was used the whole time from 1914 through 1984.
It sure was. Mm. And I don't think there's not a whole lot of people who don't talk about that pool when they come and revisit this building. It was used up until 1972. Homestake owned and operated the building from its inception in 1984 until 1972. And then Homestake Mining Company gave the building to the city of Leeds because it really was their recreation center. And it also was established as a YMCA because of that swimming pool.
And talk a little bit about the renovation and the progress that's been made since the 1984 fire.
Sure. Many people come in, they say, well, the theater fire was in 1984. Man, that was a long time ago. And the theater still has its charred walls, but so much restoration has been done. It was sitting empty for 11 years after that fire. And then in 95, it was purchased privately, and then a nonprofit was formed in the late 90s. They raised nearly $3 million and spent $3 million on structurally getting the building back to what it should be, getting the floors and the theater and the stage back. They restored all of the lobbies and the foyers and up above and the second floor as well, and really created the roadmap for making the building look and feel like it did back in 1914. We've got a long ways to go yet in the theater. The theater and the stage are our focus now. But going back in time in the early 2000s, that's when a lot of that work was done. And something that's really interesting, too, here you have a building that's built by the gold mine. And some of the gold mine workers were used to build the building. Then fast forward to the restoration, and in the early 2000s, this building was starting to get restored by former mine workers who needed jobs. And so that is a kind of a remarkable story that is fun to retell. And some of those mine workers are still around here, and they have the skills now to restore plaster work.
And so they're working in. So you're still raising money to continue the restoration?
That's right. The nonprofit, Homestake Opera House Society, it is a nonprofit, and it owns and operates this building since 2005. And in 2008 was the first community theater in 25 years since the fire. Now it's Fiddler on the Roof with Donna Felstead as the director. And that was really a resurgence of people getting back involved with the theater as well. And since then, every year we have five or six community theater shows. We have done a restoration project every year for the last 5 years. So there's five of those that are finished, including the men's lounge, smoking room, the ladies' lounge. The original cherub sculptures have come back. They've been in storage for the last 30 or so years. On both sides of the stage, those beautiful little cherub angel statues. And we're also right now, currently, we are building, we're in development of an interpretive center on the second floor that will tell this whole story from the first brick to present day and into the future. And that is one large exhibit that is going into the space that took up the original library that C.B. Hearst really wanted to have. And so that big 2,000 square foot space, the floors were just restored, and the last coat of polyurethane went down last Thursday afternoon.
And do you anticipate ever restoring the swimming pool back for the community?
That's a question we get a lot. but because our communities are, you know, the community of Leeds is 3,000 people, there is a recreation center up the street, and that's the Handley Recreation Center. And they have a pool, and also the Deadwood Recreation Center has quite a fine pool as well. And we have no plans to restore the pool. That would be quite expensive, and it's not part of our plans.
Okay.
It's fun to be able to take people down into the deep end of the swimming pool. It's all cleaned out. We have it lit with a blue light, so as you come in, it has that feeling of underwater. But it's fun to tell that story in that space. So many people had swimming lessons and remember their fun in the swimming pool here.
All right. Sarah Carlson, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Sarah Carlson's with the historic Homestake Opera House in Lead, and that's all part of our Images of the Past segment. You can find that on our website at sdpb.org.